Okay, for those of you who are becoming disoriented out in the listening world, you are listening to the Deprogramming Center, and I am the deprogramming officer for the evening, Swami Lupinanda. The last piece you were listening to was called Get Off the Machine, Daughter, and it was by a band called Zero Fight, which is from Munich. The tape that this one came from is called New Hippies, Volume 7, which is one of many volumes of New Hippies that were put together by Patrick Parent of Red Neon Tapes in Belgium. Previously to that, you were listening to a piece that is not on a compilation tape. In fact, it's a brand new tape from Heard of the Ether Space West in California. The tape is called Pig Iron, and the piece you were listening to is called What's Left on the Grill, and of course that's the one that had the bit of sausages in there. They have a brand new member, that drummer that you were hearing, his name is Brian Cogley. And before that, you were listening to a song called THC, and that was by Moth from Spokane, Washington. That particular piece comes from a compilation tape that was put together by Brian Noring of FDR Tapes in Des Moines, Iowa. And Moth is from Spokane, Washington. The name of the tape that that's on is called Project 23. It's a double tape and quite an excellent one. Previously to that, you were listening to another piece from the New Hippies Volume 7. That was called Reign of Terror, and the band is called Steel Tooth. They're from Allentown, Pennsylvania. Before that, you were listening to a piece from a different compilation tape called Nice Noise, Volume 2. And of course, there are several different Nice Noise tapes. These come from Nihilistic Recordings, which is out of Holland and headed up by Peter Zinkin. The piece we listened to doesn't have a name, and I have no idea where the band is from. It wasn't mentioned on any of the liner notes there. The name of the band is Jirajirigigg. Before that, you heard from a non-compilation tape, something new to come out from Tape Drugs production soon here in Lawrence. The band is called Turkey Makes Me Sleepy. The tape will be called Swimming Through the Sound Soup, and the piece you heard is called The Dark Angels Model Railroad. And of course, we began the whole thing off with Hold On by Cock ESP from Minneapolis, and that piece is from the Brian Noring FDR compilation Project 23. Well, as long as we had a little bit of information about the grill and sausages, let's go on here and talk about designer salads. Susan Crum, Douglas County Extension Agent for Family and Consumer Services, will present a program entitled Designer Salads in the Public Library here in Lawrence in their auditorium on Tuesday, June 17th from 7 to 9 p.m. She will demonstrate how to design numerous healthy salads for family and special occasions, and provide the audience with tasty samples. The library will have all its salad cookbooks on display in the auditorium, where they will be available for you know what. That's checkout. Okay. Well, I think we're going to have to carry on now with the deprogramming session, so please don't adjust your volume and don't adjust anything, don't change the frequency at all, because you'll miss out on the second half of the session. In case you would like to communicate with your deprogramming agent this evening, please dial 331-3442. I'm especially curious how the lightning is interfacing with the deprogramming session this evening.
Comfort as we beat the storms of life. The sound house comes round with laughter. The sound house heard many shouts. Now he trembles in the darkness when the lightning walks about.
Magnet encoded the tape, in fact it caused a repolarization of the oxide particle, and thus when that tape is played back on a another part of the machine.
And that's when that tape was played back.
And that's when that tape was played back. And that's when that tape was played back.
And that's when that tape
was played back. And that's when that tape was played back. And
that's when that tape was played back. And that's when that tape was played back. And that's when that tape was played back. And that's when that tape was played back. And that's when that tape was played back. And that's when that tape was played back. And that's when that tape was played back. And that's when that tape was played back. And that's when that tape was played back. And that's when that tape was played back.
Thank you. chewing on the bitch.
And for another time to buy us for me to go to sleep.
I gotta get up.
I gotta get up early.
Thinking it over.
Thinking it over.
Barry.
Thinking about it.
Yeah.
Kansas State Fiddling and Picking Championship Association, along with BCR, the area's premier Afro-Nuclear Wave Funk Swing Reggae Tango Band, invite you to the Oz Ball, Lawrence's first debutante ball and a chance to declare your social standing in the land of Oz. It's all coming your way June 22nd, 7 to 11 p.m. at Liberty Hall. For more information or guidance in matters of costume, fashion, and ceremonial protocol, call Mike at 841-7817. This is your deprogramming officer, Swami Lupinanda, and I want to thank all of you for participating in tonight's experiment. What we are now going to do is recall the last half an hour of music, beginning with Well Trum Bonoff, which was the last song we just heard, and that was by Ampzilla's Delight. They're from Munich. While I was playing that last piece, I got a phone call from one of the agents from Warner Brothers Records, and I believe they're going to be signing a contract relatively soon. Previous to that, we had four pieces from the Project 23 compilation. In reverse order, we'll start with Submitted for Disapproval. That was by Jay Yamamoto. He's from Hawaii. Before that, we had Techno Computer, actually an excerpt from Techno Computer, and that was by Expose Your Eyes, and they're from the United Kingdom. Before that, we had Disturbed Trance. That was by Instagon, and they're from Huntington Beach, California. Previous to that, we had Asterisk, and that was by a band called Rot in Peace, and they're from Houston. I'm sure they will be tuning in tomorrow night when the Royals take on the Houston Astros for the first interleague game taking place at Kauffman Stadium. Actually, regular season interleague game, we should say. Before that, we had a piece that was not from the Project 23 compilation. It was from Ing, which is a taped rugs band. The tape that it's from is called Eternity Is Now, and the piece was called Little Magnet. And that piece was done way, 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 way long ago, back around 1982. And before that, the first piece of our half-hour set was from the Nice Noise 2 compilation from Nihilistic Recordings. And the piece was called Destroying the House, and the band was Mind Scan. And unfortunately, the liner notes do not allow me to tell you where Mind Scan is from, so we'll all think of it as a mystery. I very much appreciate all of you tuning in for tonight's show and for the deprogramming session. We will be continuing our series of deprogramming sessions next week at 10 o'clock on Sunday night. In the meantime, if you'd like to send a donation for any of current or future deprogramming, please send your donation to Lawrence Community Radio, P.O. Box 1401, Lawrence, Kansas, 66044. We are concluding today's broadcast, and I hope all of you have much better dreams than you did last night.
You're tuned to KAW, Lawrence Community Radio, FM 88.9.
Houston, Ritalin, the great love addiction. The center of it all is a myth of the nuclear arms race. This is the jargon of the playground brawl. Who's the toughest? American Tesla, Soviet Tessia, computer, revenge. This new missiles coming generations, the immortals of the sunlight.
Three Johns and Atom Bomb Drum Bomb. Atom Drum Bob. Not so easy to say. Before that, George Thorogood and the Destroyers, Bad to the Bone, and Biff Bang Pow, There Must Be a Better Life on Overdrive. Right now, something brand new from Biff Bang Pow with J.C. Bruchard. It's called Someone Stole My Wheel.
Yeah. intelligent, an alternative to a mostly tired, complacent music press. A magazine without the politics, but in love with rock and roll.
Underclass! Underclass! Just describe my position.